Well, of course, there's been a $60 billion underspend in the government's massive JobKeeper program. Now, for whatever reason, heaps of businesses haven't claimed it. And that's led to calls for the cash to be pocketed. In other words, saved. But others have said it ought to be spent on people who have fallen through the cracks. John Hewson, former Liberal leader, $60 billion is a lot of cash. What should they do about it?
It is the biggest mistake that I can recall. I remember in 87 Howard's tax package didn't add up and he lost that election. I mean, it's got significant consequences for most people when they think about it. But what annoys me is we haven't had an explanation for how it happened or why it happened. I mean, there have been suggestions that business didn't fill in the form correctly. Well, that didn't matter. The estimate was made way before any business filled in any form. And you think somebody in the tax office or somebody would see that everyone's writing 1,500 when they've only got one employee. I mean, chip shop's got 1,500 employees. I mean, somebody should have woken up to this much earlier. But the bottom line is, you know, it was badly designed and we don't know the position now in relation to unemployed. Does that mean that there are 3 million less unemployed?
Yeah.
Or less people? Or does it mean that... that, you know, they've just dropped off the official count. And, you know yourself, Bill, that unemployment, as they say, goes up in the lift and comes down by the stairs. I mean, it does take a long time to work off an unemployment rate in the teens. And the real number is somewhere between 12 and 20%. We don't know from the headline numbers. What is it, 6.2? It's an understatement. They've admitted that. But this is real hardship for people who are really at the bottom end of the income stream. And who are disadvantaged, way below the poverty line. So let's fix the position in relation to the unemployed as a priority. And look, where you full explanation. I mean, I'm amazed that they're now not going to let Frydenberg testify before a parliamentary committee. I mean, he should be out there at every opportunity explaining in detail exactly what happened. What's the impact on the unemployment rate? What did they do wrong and what did they do right? And how are they going to fix it before they think about anything else.
Now, what about the argument that saving the $60 billion would be better because it's money our kids wouldn't have to repay?
Well, that's true, but, I mean, this is a judgment the government made originally, and they've repeated dozens of times about how that $130 billion was what was required. Now, you're telling me that that wasn't required? I mean, it's not as if it's new money. It's money that has already been committed. We've already looked at the consequences in terms of budget deficits and debt. I mean, I don't understate those. I think we are hanging on the edge of a potential debt crisis given the level of household debt, corporate debt, and now government debt, and not just here but around the world. Central banks have blown their balance sheets out of all proportion, trying to pump money into the system. We're going to have a lot of bankruptcies coming in the corporate sector. Small to medium-sized businesses just won't come back, won't snap back, as he says. I mean... a long way to go, so I think that they've got to start opening up and being more transparent, telling people in detail what do you really believe the situation is. I mean, what do you think the real unemployment number is? They're saying it's going to go to 10%. We know that's not much of an estimate of the extent of the unemployment problem. So they've got a lot to do to fix up what they've done first. But you know, they're slogan people. They'll give you a slogan and they snap back, bounce back. Sort of stuff. They don't talk about the detail of a recovery path that people could believe in and feel good about. So we've got poor business and consumer confidence. And so people aren't going to rush out and spend. They're not going to suddenly invest. It's going to take a while to just build that credibility. And this compounds the problem for the government. Its credibility was shot coming into the COVID crisis. And now they haven't done much to endear themselves into a mood where people will trust them.
I'm talking with former Liberal leader John Hewson. John, the fact is the government's paying almost no interest on borrowed money, eh?
That's right. I mean, it's a separate question, Bill, as to what you do about infrastructure. Right now, we could borrow 30 to 50-year money, which we should, because it can be productively employed. If you do a proper cost-benefit analysis of projects, of social and economic projects, and count not just the economic costs, but the social costs, environmental costs and benefits, I mean, a lot of those projects will stack up over a 30 to 50-year term, and you can borrow that money well under 2% now, the government can, and they can be productively employed. So you could be separately looking at having a bit of an infrastructure revolution, because it's not just roads and those sort of projects. There's a whole host of social projects, schools, hospitals, aged care facilities all need all need to be upgraded. You've got water as a major problem. You've got the transition to a low-carbon society, a lot of infrastructure to be built there in the energy sector, the transport sector, the agricultural sector. It's plenty to do with the money.
Yeah.
You know, I used to say to Abbott, I don't know how you bought a house if all gets bad.
So given money's so cheap now, should we worry about debt, mate?
I think, yes, you've got to worry about it, but if you can productively employ it, you know, invest it in projects that give you a positive social and economic return, environmental return, over, say, 30 to 50 years, that makes sense. The problem with debt is where you use it for recurrent expenditure. You know, when you fund unemployment benefits with it, or other welfare spending or pensions or something, that's what's where debt is a real problem. But if it's productively employed and it pays back the interest and the debt itself, why wouldn't you do it?
God bless you, John.
When it's so cheap right now.
God bless you, John. Thanks for talking to us tonight.
Thanks, Bill.